I would like to tell you that my presentation doesn't aim to be the specific result of an investigation, but more than anything else, a model or a scheme that can help us to interpret the possible effects on gender of such a crisis as the one that we're going through. As you know, in addition to being a financial crisis, it is, as we have said before, it's a food crisis, it's a climate crisis. What are our preoccupations that led us to this paper? Some social groups have been hurt more than others. What are the conditions that make some effects more serious than the other ones? What are the effects in the short and in the medium term on the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean? The social sectors, the difference between the effects on men and women. Our analysis requires some elements indicative of that reflect the global context. On one side, the origin and the factors that have led to this crisis, but also the elements making up the general crisis. The main actors, no doubt, have been the transnational corporations, which, in addition, have achieved for themselves conditions that are benefit their technological innovations, but also their profit-making at an international level, with the framework within the framework of free trade, free flow of capitals, the reduction of labor forces, and low wages. Therefore, who can bear the cost of this continued process, innovation process? These costs are increasing ones. And related to the latest form of innovation, which is out before the market has a chance to catch up with it. And also, it generates a permanent state of change. Therefore, the origin of this global crisis, or the factors that make up its origins, is related to the spread of new technologies after a general productivity crisis. Therefore, profit has not only been guaranteed by the economy or the work, but by the manipulation of cash and banking. This is therefore our interpretation. And this explains the financing process on which we have concentrated here. The policies have created concentrations of capital and situations where demand cannot pull the growth rate that it needs before the indicators fall. This is due to the absolute belief in markets and what we have often held as tenets like less regulation is better. And this has made up for our practices. This being important to our present economic crisis and has resulted in an exaggeration of the effects. and the artificial lack of resources. The impact that it has had on the financing schemes and the economy in general. So on one side you have the economy, the ideology, and on the other hand we have the gender identity. We have seen this is related to the national environment, to labor practices, and this also is an element of low wages wherever they may happen. In the field of social reproduction, we see that women are prevalent in the non-remunerated work. And in terms of culture, we see that women lack power. Altogether, within an order of ideas, an order, an economic order, and an order of gender, it is necessary to see what are the characteristics of this Latin American context in which we are interested in. What are the strengths? We have considered a on the plus side, recent economic growth related to the increasing prices of for commodities and low interest rates at the international level, and also the contribution of remittances from immigrants. Also, in the 2000s, we have seen policies that encourage surpluses, favorable exchange rates, and all of this has resulted in an improvement of living conditions and social conditions of the population in Latin America. But you must take into account that these are very recent achievements because Latin America has inherited several crises and has gone through some more. Therefore, this is very recent information, and before we can shout victory, we have to study the effects and the impact. Let's say, even though we have improved the levels of poverty and social differences and the relationship to foreign investment, we have worked on relations, trade relations with the United States, as in the case of Mexico or Central America. The channels that we have identified as vectors for the crisis and the ECLA of the United Nations Latin American Office has done much work on this, has assess the capital flows reductions and other problems that affect small and medium wages, which are responsible for the majority of employment in Latin America. There is a fall in the demand for exports from abroad that also has an impact on sub-industries like gastronomy, restaurants, hotels. There are different impacts or effects of the crisis on the labor sector as well. The fall or the decline of remittances, which we have discussed here before, has also been a problem for Latin Americans, more so in the case of some than others. Let's say there's a difference between Haiti, Honduras, Guatemala, Salvador, where the remittances represent a huge percentage of the internal product, as much as 40%. Then you have other countries like Ecuador or Dominican Republic, where remittances represent 5 to 10%. And the specific case of Mexicans living in the United States, 44% of which are women, 68% of which work as domestic workers. In 2004, women contributed to 61% of the total of remittances to Mexico. This is where we can find the presence of women and the gender identity, not only in the national, but also at the international level. On another hand, we have the decline of basic goods and commodities, which for some countries can be beneficial, but to some other countries is a problem. And as a result of international trade or exchange, it can have different effects. Let's say relations between the Mercosur countries. So the benefit to this trade of achieving 2008 will be totally lost as a result of the trade effect for 2009. In Mexico, for instance, the exchange or the trade makes that that 2009, the expected loss of 2% in 2009 wipes out the gains of 2008. With respect to the prices of cereals and other products, this also affects the decline of the economies of some countries and also the declines of some currencies. With respect to employment, and on this I want to dwell a little more because we have some more recent information, the loss of jobs and of income has had a very strong impact in Central American countries, in the sense that they have affected the industry like maquilas, factories. And we're talking about 50,000, 60,000 jobs lost due to closings or to policies, corporate policies. There has been other effects on credit and on remittances, not only with remittances, but also with the return of some immigrants. In southern countries, for instance, parts of the population migrate to Europe, let's say, and if they lose their jobs in Europe, they come back to their countries. This has an effect on the families and the homes. For instance, in the sense that women are overrepresented, especially in cases where women are overrepresented, like in as factory workers. So the results can be as or more ambiguous as in other countries or other parts of Latin America. So it seems to me that it is important, and in addition to the policies and politics component that we have already discussed during these days, and we have also made political recommendations, I think I will jump to the last part of this slide. I believe, as we were talking before, that the important might be, in the case of this crisis, that it is allowing us to question and to rethink the way that the economy works. What have been the objectives that we have pursued, and until when humanity can bear this type of functioning? And I believe that there is enough of us who can make a contribution to a central economic development as a tenet of the economics. In a democratic way, out of the crisis, that will enable a more harmonious international economic development. Thank you.